All right, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's officially 7 p.m. on this lovely... It is pretty lovely, actually. Yesterday was nicer, but the weather's pretty nice today. It is April 17th here in Medford. I'm going to start things off with a quick PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent, direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net, a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Mellow Max. My show is highly recommended. All of the music that I recommend highly here on WMFO. I will be on air tonight until midnight. So if you need to take a break at any point in the next 5 hours, check back in. I'll be here. Let's see. Our acoustic guest had to drop out because she's feeling ill, so send good wishes Kova Tova's way. But at 10:30, we'll be joined live by Winkler for an in-studio performance that I am extremely, extremely excited for. And my radio show tonight is something that I've been kind of excited for. I didn't know what to call it, but I'm calling it a radio opera. I'm portraying a story about radioactivity and nuclear energy and all that stuff. Atomic energy. And I'm going to be... Yeah, it's rock opera. Radio opera. You know, it tells a story. I'll be adding in my commentary as we go. But it's a lot of great, great music. That's the opera part, the music. And with that, let's get into it. I'm Mellow Max. Here's some highly recommended music. We're going to be starting things off with an explanation of what is energy.
What is energy?
Energy is the ability to do work, the ability to cause motion and change. To understand the fundamental facts of energy, you must have a working knowledge of its terminology. From atoms down to X-rays, sing along and learn with me the ABCs and XYZs of energy.
What kinds of energy are there?
There's nuclear, mechanical, and solar energy, and electrical, and chemical, and radiant, and heat. There's light and there's magnetic, and that's quite enough for me, 'cause that makes 9 different kinds of energy.
There are more, of course, but we won't go into that now.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told uranium ore is worth more than gold. I sold my cad, I bought me a Jeep, I got that bug and I can't sleep.
Uranium fever has gone and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around.
With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has gone and got me down.
Well, I had a talk with the AEC, and they brought out some maps that looked good to me. And one showed me a spot he said he knowed, so I straddled my Jeep and headed down the road. I reckon I drove about 100 miles down a bumpy road out through the wilds, when all of a sudden I bounced a stop at the foot of a mountain, didn't have no top.
Uranium fever has done and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around.
With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down.
Well, I took my Geiger and I started to climb right up to the top, where I thought I'd find a hunk of rock that'd make it click, just like I'd read about Vernon Pick. On the second day, I made the top, and I'm telling you, Steve, I was ready to stop. The only clicking that I heard that day was the bones in my back that had gone astray.
Uranium fever has done and got me down. Uranium fever, it's spreading all around.
With a the Geiger counter in my hand.
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down.
Well, you pack up your things, you head out again into some unknown spot where nobody's been. You reach the spot where your fortune lies. You find it's been staked by 17 other guys. Well, I ain't kidding, I ain't gonna quit. That bug's done caught me and I've been bit. So with a Geiger counter and a pick in my hand, I'll keep right on staking that government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around.
With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down.
Starting things off with the positive side of atomic energy, we had Tom Glaser with What Is Energy, followed by Elton Britt's Uranium Fever, and then Timbuk3 with The Future So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades, and now John Hall with Plutonium Is Forever.
Mankind is cursed. He's ruining the sky and the ocean even worse. But I'll predict the cause of his eradication from the earth. Oh, plutonium is forever. Now oil slicks, so
appear. We'll stop dumping PCBs in a few years. But there is one pollutant that we should really fear. Plutonium is forever.
Will it go away?
For our purposes, never.
It will be here past doomsday.
Yes, plutonium is forever. Now carbon monoxide will only steal your breath. Asbestos poisoning give their workers a horrible death. The aerosol and the Concord make sure there's no ozone left.
Plutonium is forever.
Ryan!
But will it go away?
For our purposes, never. Somewhat the oil company to have to face divestment. Somewhat the utility to be denied the rate adjustment. Now they're all after plutonium. They think it's such a good investment.
Because
oh, plutonium is forever.
We gotta save the world. Someone else may wanna use it. So far we've seen this planet's rape, how we've abused it. We gotta save the world. To save the whale. Gotta save the world. Someone's children, they may need it. So far we see the big business of extinction bleed it. Gotta save the world. Of so few, with evil hearts determined to reduce this planet into hell and find a buyer and make quick sale. To end upon a happy note, like trying to make concrete float, it's very simple. Gotta save the world.
That was just three more songs seeing a bit of the negative of atomic energy and nuclear proliferation. That was just George Harrison with Save the World. Before that, Modern English with I Melt With You, and John Hall with Plutonium Is Forever. And coming up, we're going to have two more songs which definitely see the bad coming.
And ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Preach you a sermon about old man Adam, and I don't mean Adam in the Bible, datum. I don't mean Adam that Mother Eve mated. I mean that thing that science liberated. Einstein says he's scared, and if Einstein's scared, boy, I'm scared. Well, if you're scared of the A-bomb, here's what to do. You got to join with all the people in the world with you, 'cause if we don't get together and do it well, first thing you know, we'll blow this world to... Well, here's the moral as plain as day. Old man Adam is here to stay. He's gonna stick around, it's plain to see. But ah, my dearly beloved, are we? We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men may be cremated equal. You know, life used to be such a simple joy. The cyclotron was just a super toy. Folks got born, they'd work and marry, and Adam was a word in the dictionary. Then it happened. These science guys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime. Before you knew it, the job was done. They'd hitched up the power of the doggone sun, put a harness on old Sol. Splitting atoms right and left, while the diplomats were splitting hairs. Of course, the cartel crowd up and put on a show. They're gonna turn back the clock on the UNO. Grab a corner on atoms and maybe extinguish every darn atom can't speak English. Down with foreign-born atoms, America per American atoms. Step right up, folks, and atomize world peace. But the Adams International, in spite of hysteria, flourishes in Utah, also Siberia. Whether you're white, black, red, or brown, the question is this, when you boil it down, to be or not to be, that is the question. Adams to Adams and a dust to dust, if you listen to the money bag, something's bound to bust. Yes, it's up to the people, cause the Adam don't care. You can't fence him in, he's just like air. He don't give a darn about any politics, or who got what into whichever fix. All he wants to do is sit around and have his nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Now, the answer to it all ain't military datum, like who gets there fastest with the mostest atoms, but the people of the world must decide their fate. We gotta stick together or disintegrate.
Well, there you go. That was just Pete Seeger with Talking Atom, and Bob Marley and the Wailers with Redemption Song. And coming up next, some upbeat songs before the storm.
Oh, it's no use after crying, saying it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake.
It's a mistake. 99 Jahre Krieg ließen keinen Platz für Sieger. Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen. Hab nen Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn.
Behind me right now is William Onyebor with Atomic Bomb. And before that, we had two songs about mistakes. So that was Nina with 99 Luft Balloons, which, if you don't know, is about an incident where 99 red balloons are mistaken for a nuclear launch, precipitating a nuclear war. And before that, Men at Work with It's a Mistake, similar story about just human error causing a mistake. And Nick Kershaw with I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, another upbeat song about, you know, nuclear Armageddon. That's kind of the theme of the night. And coming up next, we're going to have some songs about it happening. Because the pre-Armageddon can't last forever, at least not in this show. Hopefully it does last forever in real life. This is a really neat song behind me. It's William Onyebor with Atomic Bomb. And, oh, an interesting thing about those last three songs. They were all released in either 1983 or 1984. And that was a really tense period. I wasn't around, but I've heard. So it was a really tense period in the Cold War. Lots of nuclear threats. And, fun fact, the album 99 Luft Balloons was released in September of 1983, just 3 days before a nearly world-ending nuclear false alarm, where Russia received a false report of 5 American intercontinental ballistic missiles. And thankfully, there was someone there with a calm and collected head saying, maybe this is a false alarm, and the world didn't end. 3 days after the release of that song about exactly that. Isn't that crazy? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My show tonight is based on the theme Radioactive, which is a pun. Anyway, enjoy the rest of this groovy release from 1978.
her so. Nothing else like her anywhere you go. A man, she's anything but calm. A regular pint size atom bomb. Atom bomb, baby, little atom bomb. I want her in my wigwam. She's just the way I want her to be. A million times hotter than TNT.
This year we've been celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Civil War and the 50th anniversary of the beginning of World War I and the 20th anniversary of the end of World War II. So all in all, it's been a good year for the war buffs. And a number of LPs and television specials have come out capitalizing on all this nostalgia with particular emphasis on the songs of the various wars. I feel that if any songs are going to come out of World War III, we better start writing them now. I have one here. You might call it a bit of pre-nostalgia. This is the song that some of the boys sang as they went bravely off to World War III.
So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But while you swelter down there in your shelter, you can see me on your TV. While we're attacking frontally, watch Brinkley and Huntley describing contrapuntally the cities we have lost. No need for you to miss a minute of the agonizing Holocaust. Yeah! Jones, he was a U.S. pilot, and no shrinking violet was he. He was mighty proud when World War III was declared. He wasn't scared, no siree. And this is what he said on his way to Armageddon. So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But though I may roam, I'll come back to my home, although it may be a pile of debris. Remember, Mommy, I'm off to get a commie, so send me a salami and try to smile somehow. I'll look for you when the war is over, an hour and a half from now.
Between the eyes, bomb on the waistline here. Only one guy could be seen, and he was old and so serene. So the general sat in his deck chair, and the red light flashed, beware. And the pilot fell quite big time as the bomb sailed through the air. How the captain sang as the bang went bang, when the rice popped out and the smoke began to clear. It was positively queer. Between the eyes. Die, said the general. Goblet, said the man. So the Pentagon sent a cable and the Queen a telegram. A-bombs, H-bombs, even very small ones ripped apart that sand till the stench was just revolting and the sky a greenish tan. Then the soldier said, sir, there's a crack in the world and the rivers went sparse and the bits flew far and wide as the universe.
Last one was David Bowie with Bombers. Before that, Tom Lehrer with So Long Mom, a song for World War III. The Five Stars with Atomic Bomb Baby before that. Behind me right now, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Nuclear Fusion. And that's what time it is. It's all downhill from here.